And so I want you to continuously fantasize and visualize what does a debt-free life look like?
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hey guys, good morning. This is Carla, and this is actually my first episode of my podcast, None of Your Business, which I'm also shooting on video. I'm really, really trying to get more comfortable facing the camera and building my YouTube channel. I think it's a great place to showcase how I speak, how I connect with my viewers and my followers, and also how we can have just a better connection, a better friendship. And so that when we meet each other in public or in private, or in some house party or a potluck, then we would have lots to talk about. And you already have an idea of how I talk and how I relate to others, and we'll be easy friends. So, anyway, this is such a long intro. I hope that you can tell, or I hope that you can tell that I'm actually a little nervous now. But I mean, you gotta suck before you gotta get good at something, right? So, today I'm gonna talk about debt. And I've had a really tough experience with debt, especially when I was younger. Obviously, the older I get, the wiser I also become, hopefully, hashtag hopefully. But I definitely learned a lot of lessons from encountering debt in my life. Very early in my life, actually, my first brush with debt was when I was 22 and my dad passed away. We incurred, I think, over 3 million pesos. That's like over 60,000 US dollars of debt, hospital debt from my dad being in the ICU for 2 months. And then he passed away. And then we had to obviously like bury him, and the funeral costs and the car that took us there, the tents for the burial, the memorial lot. Like it was, there was so many expenses. And on top of that, I had to grieve. And it was such a pivotal moment of my life because I didn't have any urgency to make that much money in such a short amount of time before that experience. So if you're listening right now and you've experienced the same, like my thoughts and prayers go out to you, and a big virtual hug coming from me because it's definitely not easy to be in that situation. But if you also have an experience with debt that is not as bad as what I experienced, but it could still be bad. Like at the end of the day, unless you're getting debt for a business or a loan from an investor or a venture loan, then debt is usually a negative thing, and you would want to get rid of that debt as fast as you can, as much as you can, so you can get to your life easier, like your normal life, easier and faster, and it's always better that way. So I had my, I had my other pivotal experience with debt actually when I started traveling in 2016. The first country I went to outside of the Philippines was Australia. And because all I know of the world is the Philippines and our cost of living in the Philippines, when I went to Australia, specifically Sydney, Australia, which is one of the most expensive cities in the world, I was really shocked how expensive things were. And that actually was my inspiration in starting and really getting serious about my online business. I wanted to see the world, and I wanted to not be limited by the money that I could make in the Philippines. So right now I have a US-based business. I travel and I live in Mexico. And so I live a very international and intentional life. And that's actually one of the inspirations of my YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, just look for me, Carla Singson, on YouTube. You'll find me immediately. And I'm going to start posting videos about growing a business to seven figures. I'm building my second seven-figure company right now. And I'm also going to share lessons along the way about intentional living and really, really being able to live life at your own terms. When I was younger, I was just chasing for money and I was chasing for, where the next $10,000 would come from. And I would like look at my bank account, and a lot of my identity was around money. And it is because I grew up poor. I grew up in, a scarcity mindset, and I thought that money was the only thing that'll make me feel better about myself and about my life. And although money afforded me a lot of good options, security, and a lot of happy memories with my family and my loved ones, I definitely recognize that. I also realize that it's not everything. A lot of things now bring me a lot of happiness and joy, and most of all, peace. So, I'm sharing a lot of my thoughts around that intentional living, growing a business to seven figures on my YouTube channel. So, look for me, Carla Singson. That's a quick shout out right there for my YouTube channel. But let's go back to our topic, which is death. And so, my second brush with death was when I traveled to Sydney, Australia, and I maxed out three of my credit cards. And I also made a lot of stupid business, not, actually not business, stupid personal like money decisions there. Like one time I was out drinking, and then I think my hotel or my Airbnb was super far from where I was going out with my friends, and I got a room for the night just to sleep, and I was drunk and I didn't know like what the hotel was. I just like gave them my card and they were like, okay, the charge went through. In the morning when I woke up, it was the Four Seasons. So at that time, one night was $330. This was in 2016. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And I just felt stupid. So when I went back to the Philippines after that trip, I racked up a lot of debt. And I had to I had to like make a lot of money immediately because I was also fighting. I was also fighting the interest, right? So credit cards charge you at least 3% interest per month, and this is compounding. And also, if you pay late, then they'll give you a late payment fee. So I knew all of these things, and I was just really trying to avoid that. So fast forward to a few years after that, I think three years after that, I was able to visit Australia again in a much, much better financial situation. I brought my sister Angela as my birthday and graduation gift to her. I brought her to Melbourne and Sydney, and that was a very different moment. And it was a very different experience because I didn't feel cash strapped. I was ready for the trip, and I definitely didn't incur debt just to be able to travel or survive. I was making wiser decisions. And so throughout that course, it was kind of nice like going back to Australia and remembering that moment of, the last time I was here, I felt so poor and stupid. And now I felt like this elder sister who was giving a really wonderful memory to her baby sister. And a lot of the memories from that trip, my sister and I still look, we still like look at the pictures and we relive those memories. And it was so nice. It was definitely something we will take for the rest of our lives and have no regrets. Another memorable trip was when I took my other sister, Lendl, to New York. And I also spent more money than I thought. I think I spent $12,000 on a trip to New York and Washington, D.C. We stayed at nice places and we ate at nice places too. It was also my gift to her. And it made me feel nervous when I saw my credit card bill, but also I had that trust in myself that I got this, that I'm able to make that money back. And so a lot of those things and a lot of my management and my mindset about debt was really, it really changed in the last few years, and I learned a lot of things. And aside from that time when my dad unfortunately passed away, I mean, I also incurred a lot of bad debt in my business. Like I would have a bad investment, or I would purchase a house and I wasn't ready to do the lump sum, and I would borrow money so that I would have money for that lump sum, or I would take out a loan and then I realized that I didn't want to do it, and so I would just try to pay it off all at once or pay it off sooner. So there's definitely those moments. I borrowed money to make payroll a couple of times already. So there's definitely some, you can't really escape debt, and that's not a bad thing. And I hope that you will never have to borrow money, like sincerely. Or if you do borrow money, I hope you do it for yourself and even from yourself. So in the past few years, I've also learned to borrow against my own investments whenever I need money, or I would use my credit cards in a wiser way. Like I would, if it's such a short-term loan, you can just borrow. I call it borrowing from myself. I just borrow against my credit card limit, and then I would just pay that as long as I could pay it in less than 30 days. And so I would even get the points from that and then pay it off. So there's a little bit of strategy, financial strategy there as well. But let me show you some of the lessons that I want to share regarding debt, because you might have some negative experiences, and you might also be in a situation, maybe not now, but in the future, hopefully not, no, knock on wood, where you would have to borrow a huge amount of money, or you would have an emergency and you would have to have some debt. So first is you got to start with mindset. So you got to think and you got to believe that you can always get money. You can always have money, acquire money, find ways to get money. But one thing that you really can't get is your time. And so, if you are one of the viewers or one of my followers on my Facebook page, Carla Singsun, I had that viral post, the viral donut post about not being able to buy back or earn back your time, and that you can always make more money. So I really believe in this. And you have to believe that it is possible for you to pay it off. And as long as you do your best and you do these smart things and these smart ways to do it, you have to believe that this debt is not something that's insurmountable. You can always get money, and debt is just money. So it's just a tool. It's just a thing that has to move. So you have to remember that. I want you to detach yourself from everything else that money has for you or has done for you. Right now, I want you to not be overwhelmed by how much your debt is. And I want you to believe that you can do it. You just have to do a few things, or you just have to do a few things differently. The next mindset shift that I want you to remember is you have to continuously daydream and fantasize and think about and visualize that day when you can be debt-free. So no matter how much debt you have right now, you're gonna get over it, right? So we already talked about that earlier. Now, I want you to really own that moment when you're out of debt. What does that look like? One of the things that I noticed when I started to be smarter with my money and get away from debt is that every bill that I get, the rent is coming up, the insurance payment, whatever payment that I have that comes up, I feel so at peace paying it off. I just like the bill comes, I pay it off, I go on with my day. But in the past, when I had debt and with that, when I didn't have a lot of money, every bill stresses me out. Honestly, even if I have the money to pay it, it's just like a negative mindset. It's just like a different way of looking at things. And I don't like that feeling. And I don't want you to also have that feeling. And so I want you to continuously fantasize and visualize what does a debt-free life look like. Maybe you sleep better, you eat better, you're fully present when you're talking to your friends, because sometimes debt has a certain, ball and chain on you, and sometimes you can't avoid it. So I want you to really, really believe that you can avoid having to carry all of that anxiety by simply just looking forward and thinking about that life when you don't have debt anymore. So, the next thing that I want you to do is every time you pay off a portion of your debt, take a moment to be grateful to yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. So even if your debt is $2 million, and it sounds so huge, it almost makes me puke thinking about it. But if you paid $50, $100 against that debt, take a moment to think, oh my God, I did such a great job. I did it myself. So I want this to be a continuous practice as you are paying off your debt, because I want you to feel positive reinforcement and to feel all of these good feelings as you're paying your debt. I don't want you to feel, oh my God, all the money I make right now is just going to this. I hate this. Because the more that you think about how much you hate paying that debt, the more negative the experience of debt still becomes, even if you're already paying it off. I want you to think that, you know what? I'm so fucking awesome and I trust myself. And this is how much I trust myself. Instead of buying this new purse, I'm going to be responsible and I'm going to use that to pay my debt. And oh, and look at yourself in front of the mirror and think, oh my God, Carla, you're the fucking bitch. You made this thing happen. You made this grown-up decision to pay off that debt instead and delay your gratification. So I want you to really, really think that and own this new identity of being a financially responsible person. And then I want you to remind yourself how much you got this. You got this. You got this in the bag. You can make this happen. No debt is too big. You can be smart about this. You can find ways. There are ways. And if you are a business owner, which is most of my listeners of this podcast, then it's very likely that you can always find ways to make more money, close more sales, and make things happen in your business as well. All right. So now we have that mindset thing out of the way. Let's talk about some practical things about paying off debt. So first, there's two things that I want to share with you. This is what I call the pre-game. This is before we do the thing. These are the things that we just need to do. So I want you to remember two things when you are trying to sort out your finances and when you're trying to fix your debt. And there's two things. Number one is spend less, and number two is earn more. This is a seesaw, guys. So maybe today you spend less, tomorrow you earn more. But the best thing is you do both of these things at once. And these are two mindsets that you have to take and two of the tasks that you have to do every day mindfully. So when I say spend less, what does that mean for you? Maybe that means gotta stay home and eat at home instead of eating out or ordering. Make your coffee at home, make your snacks. You would be surprised how easy a lot of things you can make a lot of things in your home, how yummy food could be, and how much freedom and independence you actually get from just making your own food at home. I learned how to cook over the pandemic. Before that, I was just ordering food. There was one time I lived across a mall and I would still get food delivered. I was that lazy. I'm not kidding, guys. It was embarrassing. I didn't own a kitchen pan, and I just ordered food all the time and I would reheat food and that's it. So I couldn't believe. And then, I think 2 years just passed by and that's just how I lived my life. So I definitely was not in a very good shape. Wasn't in my healthiest shape. I was just working a lot. And I thought that cooking was beneath me. And now I really love cooking. I love being able to make the food that I want. And at the same time, it's awesome because I actually realized that I get to spend less money and still eat the food that I want. And most of all, because I'm now really concerned about my health, I get to control the ingredients and I can have healthier alternatives to the stuff that I get outside of the house, which is not healthy. So spend less money, go easy on your Amazon purchases. Try to shop for food in, the cheaper supermarket instead of the most expensive one. Really try where you can save money and pull out all the stops. The more debt you have, the more you have to be strict at being frugal. Even the simple things such as like turn off the lights when you're not in the room and things like that. You have to really make this a particular mindset and like I have a mission to pay off this debt, and so I'm gonna find ways to spend the least amount of money as possible where I can. So obviously you can go as hard as you want or as soft as you want. It depends on how huge your debt is. But I want you to also think, as long as you have debt, you still gotta find ways to save. Okay, so let's make that clear. Number two is earn more. So I want you to sit with yourself and think about what your highest grossing skill is. What is the skill that you have where you can make the most money? You might have a main business, but maybe you can have two secondary ones, secondary gigs, where you can also make good money. So, in the past, so right now I'm focused on building and growing my outsourcing company, where we help fast growth business owners hire turnkey teams from the Philippines. We take care of recruitment, onboarding, ongoing management, accent training, coaching, and we really hire the creme de la creme and the best of the best. And I would argue we have the best benefits program in the market as well. So that's my focus. And this is the only thing I do right now. I have a lot of skills too. I'm pretty good at copywriting. I've made thousands of tens of thousands of dollars in my copywriting career in the past. I'm also a pretty good MC. I've been paid $500 an hour to MC events like weddings, corporate events, and I can also organize events. I used to be an event planner as well, so I started that business with my MCing career. So I have these other skills, right? So if I have these other skills and I wasn't focused on my one business right now, I would definitely, and I'm trying to pay off a debt, I would definitely look for, I will still look for MCing gigs, I will still look for copywriting gigs, and I will still look for event management gigs. That's what I will do. So what are the skills that you have? But the thing is, I don't want you to get caught with a trap of like, I gotta be working 16 hours a day. Yes, you can definitely do that if you need the money, if you have to pay off a huge debt that has large consequences, like, a high interest per month. But I want you to even think about your business and what are the tasks that bring money to your business? What are the tasks that can really bring revenue to you? So, you have to realize that now it's game time. You have to earn more because you're paying a debt. So these two things go hand in hand. Spend less and earn more. If you have this mindset and you have this like pre-game plan, not exactly the game plan yet, but just the pre-game. So I have my little visual aid here. That's why I'm looking on this side. But you have to think about these things every day and also make it a way of life as you are paying off a debt. So spend less, make more money. If you keep doing this, you will very likely end up in a really good spot and you will be able to pay your debts faster. So now let's go to the actual game plan. So what are you going to do? What is my advice for people who want to just pay off their debts fast? So here are some of the strategies that I did. Number one, I determined my highest high level and low level tasks, and I was able to plan my day accordingly. So this is actually a productivity hack that is tied to a money making hack. So there are certain activities in your business and in your life that tie to money and that tie to the most amount of money. And so is that sending a proposal? Is that posting something on LinkedIn? Is that following up with a lead? So there's many things. In these tasks, and an easy way to do this and manage this is you can look at your to-do list. You will see that certain tasks tie to making money, and certain tasks don't immediately tie to making money. So, for example, redoing the design on your newsletter. So it's not directly related to making money compared to sending five proposals to five prospects, right? So that is tied to making more money. So I want you to plan your day in such a way that your money-making tasks should be at the start of your day. It should be your priority. If you have read that productivity book, very famous, Brian Tracy, called Eat That Frog, he always talks about how you should do the most difficult but the most meaningful task of your day first, so that the rest of your priorities don't sound difficult or insurmountable. I guess that's the word for the day. Insurmountable. Is that even a real word? Anyway, but yeah, I want you to think about that. So differentiate, delineate your high level and your low level task, money-making task versus non-money-making task, and put your high level tasks first. Okay. Strategy number two. I want you to look at your debt. And if you have multiple debts, pay off the ones with the highest interest first. This is a no-brainer. I should not have to say this, but I want you to feel that you are in control. Okay. So instead of being overwhelmed by having so many debts, and this happened to me when my dad passed away. We owed our cousins money. We owed our neighbors money. We owed the bank. We owed the hospital. We owed a lot of people, like two of my ex-boyfriends and my sister's ex-boyfriend. So we owed so many people so much money, right? And so it was so overwhelming. Who are we going to pay first? Some of them will need the money sooner, some of them won't, and some have legal and even like financial consequences, just like the debts in the bank or the credit card, because they will incur interest. And so what I did is obviously I paid off the ones with the highest interest first. So that is very easy and that is very common sense. Speaking of common sense, this is the next tip. Work harder. If you are trying to pay off debt, you gotta understand that you gotta work harder now. If you have a full-time job, if you have a 9-to-5, then maybe consider a side hustle. If you are already working 12 hours a day, maybe work 16. So once again, it depends on how much debt you have and what the consequences are. And by the way, a little tip, if you owe someone money, communicate with them. Even if you're having a hard time paying off that debt, they will understand and they will appreciate if you apologize and you communicate with them. What debtors don't want is if you just ghost them and you act like nothing happened. And what's worse is if you pretend you live a happy and good life on social media and then they see, like, hey, that person still owes me money. So I've experienced this. I've had a former friend of mine try to, take money from me, actually not borrow because like she just took it. And then she just ghosted me and she blocked me. And then years after I found her, she started a yoga practice, which is super ironic. And then I asked her about her debt and I told her, hey, I understand if you fell through hard times, but even if you paid me $50 a week, we would be done with your debt by now. So what I didn't appreciate is that she just ghosted me and didn't communicate with me. And I understand that for some of you, it might be embarrassing to do that, but to be honest, it is the right thing. And most people, especially if they're your friend, they will understand and they will appreciate. Even if you pay $10 a week, $20 a week, as long as you're showing them that you have the intention and that you acknowledge your responsibility, that is really good for them. And then the other opportunity there is you still get to keep that person as a friend and you get to keep the relationship and not make it sour. So, little tip. Anyway, so back to the point, work harder and you have to accept that you will have to work harder this time because you're paying off a debt. Once you're done paying off that debt, then you can relax a little bit more and you can go back to your original schedule. But having the emotional and mental weight of debt is really, really difficult for some people. And this is why the harder you work and the smarter you work, once again, remember my tip before, what are your high level and money cash flowing tasks, right? What are your cash flowing tasks? So if you work harder and work smarter, then the sooner that you can get rid of that weight of debt in your mental state. And so, all right, work harder. Just accept that you will have to work harder. My next tip would be look around you and think about the things that you can sell. So there might be a few things in your house that you don't use anymore. And this is also awesome because you get to declutter, and that also helps with clearing things mentally for you. And it will be healthy, trust me. There might be an old phone that you don't use that you can sell for $20, or an old cell phone case, or something that you don't use anymore. So explore that. Explore decluttering and finding new ways to make more money, not just the skills that you already have, but what else can you do, right? So this is the actual tip is actually figure out more unique ways to make more money. So you can do that. Another thing that you can do, and I also teach other people when, I used to run like a cash flow coaching program a long time ago, is think about the people who owed you money and reach out to them and be nice to them and tell them, hey, this is Carla. I know that you still owe me money from like 2005, and I would really appreciate it if you could slowly pay that off. I don't know what your financial situation is right now, but even if you pay me, say, $20 a week towards your debt, I would really appreciate it. And because I really need it. So if they feel that you are not mad at them, I think it will also help. And some of my students in the past actually discovered that some people were just too ashamed to reach out, but they were actually sincere in being able or being open to paying off their debt. So I would definitely recommend doing that. If you're paying off a debt, just think of the other people who also owe you money and tell them that, hey, I would really appreciate it if you could pay it. The other thing is that you might have friends that you can refer business to for a commission. So be an affiliate. Also, slight shout out, my husband Alex of Consult Huckleberry builds amazing affiliate programs, client success and customer success programs. So if you need help, let me know, or you can find him on LinkedIn, Alexander Booth. Anyway, so not our sponsor for today, but he should be. He's the sponsor of my life anyway. But yeah, so you might have friends that have businesses, and you might know people who you can refer, and then you can take a commission out of it. I remember this when I was in debt, with what happened to my family. I approached some of my friends and I tried to sell real estate, I tried to sell used cars. I really did all that I can. Wherever I could make money, I sold jewelry. So I was just like a hustler, I really wanted to get over that debt immediately, and so I just found other ways to make more money. Okay, next thing is cash out certain things, certain investments. Once again, this tip depends on how urgent and dire is your need for money to pay off debt. But I've definitely went to the pawn shop and just sold some jewelry, and I pawned some of them and didn't even take them back. I know I'm taking a little bit of loss from that, but some of them I just didn't really care for anymore. Some pieces of jewelry were also like gifted to me, so I didn't care. I just wanted the money, and I had this debt that I needed to pay right away. So there's that. And I was also able to cash out some of my investments that came with my insurance. And I actually found one, I think 2 years ago, when I really needed money. I found that I had like an extra $3,000 from a random investment that I made years ago. And I'm like, this is awesome. So I thought of that and I cashed it out. So right now, investments is not really your priority. I want you to think that you can always go back there and you can always do that in when you get to a point where you don't have debt and when you're ready to invest again. I want you to accept that you can always do it. You can always go back because that's who you are. You're a good investor and a good steward of money, and that is who you are. No one can change that. So even if you have to cash out a few small investments here or there just to pay off this debt, which has a huge mental weight on you, I want you to just get over it and do it. So that's it. Of course, be thrifty. Really second guess all of the purchases that you will now do. Find ways in your regular budget where you can also save. So I already shared earlier, like spend less, do that in your current budget and in your business as well. So where can you spend less in your business, and also where can you make more money, right? And so I had a brand new budget when I was trying to pay off debt, and it definitely helped me just zero in on my goal on paying that debt, right? And lastly, my last advice is make it easy. If there is an easy way for you to set up something to be able to pay off these debts faster in a more automated way that will help you, just take the heavy lifting and the overthinking. Just make it happen. Do it and set it up. That will really, really be helpful. For me, is one of the things that I did is every time I would have these extra gigs, like a random MCing gig, and I would make money from it, I used that extra money from the extra gigs that I did 100% going to the debt. And then for my main business, I would put, say, 20% of my profit of each project going directly to the debt. And that was just my system. And then, of course, my budget is still my budget, but now I've made it smaller because I've adjusted some of the expenses. So set up a system and set up easy ways to pay these debts. Don't wait for the deadline. You don't want to be paying another penalty. And most of all, never ever forget that as you're going through all of these steps and all of these this advice, I want you to really, really fully believe in yourself and know that some people who have come from poorer families or poorer countries or in more dire situations were able to make it. And so you can make this happen too. I want you to know that you got this. If someone like me was able to do it, you can do it too. And I want you to really come into this experience with a lot of optimism and also keep in mind all the learnings that you got from the situation. So that's it. Now I'm in a very good situation with money for my business. All of my debts are healthy debts, like mortgages for my investments. I'm really happy about that. I get to also pay my credit card balance every month and just gain the points where I get free trips and free hotel stays, and it's awesome. But let me tell you guys, it only took me 15 years. Oh my gosh, I need a shot. Anyway, but just thinking about it, right? It's like, yeah, I'm in a pretty good spot, and I feel very comfortable right now with, where my debt is and where my money is and where my business is. But also, it hasn't been easy, and I learned a lot of lessons along the way. And the reason why I have this podcast and now a YouTube channel is so I can help other people not have to take 15 years to learn all of these lessons. So I hope that you like this episode. If you love it, please share it with someone that you love. And if you could also drop a review, a like, a comment, it really, really means a lot to me. So thank you so much, and see you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week, and remember, everything here is none of your business.